The Bible reads, "My son, give me thine heart, and let thine eyes observe my ways. For a whore is a deep ditch, and a strange woman is a narrow pit." We're going to get into this in a little bit. "She also lieth in wait as for a prey, and increaseth the transgressors among men. Who hath woe? Who hath sorrow? Who hath contentions? Who hath babbling? Who hath wounds without cause? Who hath redness of eyes? They that tarry long at the wine, they that go to seek mixed wine. Look not thou upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth his color in the cup, when it moveth itself aright. At the last it biteth like a serpent and stingeth like an adder." Now, I skipped over a verse in my notes here. Jump up real quick to verse number 19, because obviously we're reading about the effects of alcohol here in Proverbs 23. Just jump up real quick to verse number 19. The Bible says, "Hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thine heart in the way." And one of the things I love, just a side note on the book of Proverbs, over and over and over again throughout the book of Proverbs, you see, you know, "Hear, my son." This is you know, the Solomon or whoever's writing the Proverbs just addressing their son, right? Going, "My son, just please get instruction. Please get wisdom. Please understand what I'm trying to tell you today. Hear thou, my son, and be wise. We want you to grow up. I want you to be wise. I want you to understand. I don't want you to go down the wrong path. Guide thine heart in the way. Be not among winebibbers." Don't be among, you know, definitely don't make them your best friends, but don't be among people. Don't be hanging out with people who are just given to drinking, drinking booze, drinking wine. Don't be among the winebibbers. Nothing good is going to come of that. Don't be the person that says, "Oh, I'm not going to drink anything, but I'm still going to go out to the bar and hang out with my buddies." Don't be around that. I've done it. When I quit drinking, I still never separated myself completely. Now, "Oh, I'm still going to go out to the bar." Look, you don't want to do that for many reasons. Nothing good happens, and as we're going to get into again, when you look at everything that happens as a result of alcohol, you don't want to be around the people who are indulging in that. The Bible says in verse 21, "For the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags." You want to end up being a deadbeat and just come to rags and just flush everything you have down the toilet? Go ahead, start hanging out with the winebibbers. Go ahead, hang out at the local pub. You're going to flush your stinking life away for just some poison in a bottle. That's going to destroy your body anyways. You might as well flush your wealth down with it. The Bible says, we're going to jump back down to verse number 29. "Who hath woe? Who hath sorrow? Who hath contentions?" Drinking booze is going to bring you woe. The world's going to tell you that, "Oh no, we have so much fun. This is great. It's a party, man. Woohoo! Yeah, we're going to go get drunk tonight." That's what we're going to tell you. Don't be deceived by it. Don't let these people think, "No, man, don't listen. Don't listen to that preacher. He doesn't know what he's talking about. We're going to go have some fun. This is cool, man. Come with us." Don't fall for it. It's not what they're telling you it's cracked up to be. They're going to think you have so much fun. You know what's going to cause you to use? It's going to cause you to say stupid things. You're going to look like a bunch of fools because you have people laughing like idiots because someone says something stupid. That's what happens when people get drunk. It's really not that fun. On top of that, it's not going to bring you happiness. You think you're all happy. You know, you see all these people. Yeah, but these people, when they're drunk, they're all so happy. It doesn't last. It doesn't last. It lasts for a fleeting moment, but you know what comes after that? Woe. Sorrow. Emptiness. It doesn't fulfill. The Bible says, "Who hath woe? Who hath sorrow? Who hath contentions?" You know, there's a lot of fights that go on when people get drunk, too. For no reason. Someone, you know, there's people that go out to the bars just to look to get in fights. They get drunk because that builds up their, you know, their ego, or puffs themselves up because they're probably cowards without it anyways. They got to get their beer muscles, right? And then they want to prove how tough they are and just get into fights with people. Does that sound like fun? You just want to go out and get in fights with people for no reason at all? It's not fun. It's not cool. Who hath babbling? Who hath wounds without cause? Who hath redness of eyes? They that tarry long at the wine, they that go to seek mixed wine. Look not thou upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth its color in a cup, when it moveth itself aright. God's trying to teach you, don't even look at it. Don't be among the people who are going out and getting drunk. Don't even look at the booze. Don't tempt yourself. Don't you know, when you're looking on it, you're going to be thinking about it. Don't even let it come into your mind. Avoid it completely. Verse 32, at the last it biteth like a serpent and stingeth like an adder. Getting involved with booze is about as fun as letting a snake bite you. Anyone want to just go out and find a rattlesnake and let's just see if we could get it to bite us and see how that feels? That's what it's like in the end. Not the beginning, in the end, that's what it's going to do to you.